Hey guys, it's Selena. I'm here again for another podcast. A lot has gone on in my life as of lately. A lot of loss, heartbreak, heartache. I hate to, kind of be a Debbie Downer with this episode, but, I think it's something that needs to be spoken on and something that I personally need to get off my chest. I recently was in a relationship involved with a young man whom I still to this day truly love. I love him. He'll always have a place in my heart. But I had to learn that sometimes when you love people, it doesn't necessarily mean y'all are supposed to be together, and that was something that is a devastating reality that you have to come to accept. The relationship was very toxic on both ends. Y'all wasn't perfect, and us both together, just we were great at times together, but the bad seemed to outweigh the good. So, we were actually forced to separate. We probably never would have separated had things not gone the way they went. But as hard as it is, I know that it's probably for the best for the both of us. To say the least, we both have charges against us from one another. The police had gotten involved. There was domestic violence going on. Something I never experienced in my life ever before. So it's a long story. If you wanna listen, please stay tuned. And as I unfold the story and basically talk about it and expose my wounds, and hopefully in an effort to heal, also in an effort to help others and give other people insight on stories or who have similar situations. So the way this situation started out was very much, I had a boyfriend already who was locked up. And for me, with that situation with him and I, it was very much, we pretty much did everything together. We were together all the time. He didn't want a relationship at the time, but we still did everything like we were a couple, He basically lived in my apartment. We spent every day together. We went grocery shopping together. Like, we were basically a couple. He just didn't want to, give me the title, which I had to deal with. I dealt with. Continued that relationship with him. And one day, all of a sudden, he was already out, on probation or whatever, and he ended up getting pulled over, make a long story short, and he ended up going to jail. So for me, when he went to jail, of course, I was there with him, probably the only person that was able to, help him to get to, make the connections he needed to make, talk to his mother, and let his mother know what was going on, and so on and so forth. But that's when he decided he wanted to make our relationship official once he was behind bars. I went with it, went along with it. But at the same time, before he got locked up, he was still, doing his thing, had other little girlfriends and, flings every now and then. But he spent majority of his time with me. So, that was that. So I did my thing. When he got locked up, I still had my little guy friends and, but for me, I still felt it was necessary to respect him and make sure that I did what I could to, help him out and hold him down while he was locked up. But in the midst of this, I had a number of guy friends that would come around, you know, check on me, make sure, because I was living alone, you know, come around and check on me and sometimes spend a night with me or whatever and whatever. And that's how I basically coped with, you know, the feelings of abandonment from my boyfriend getting locked up. That's how I coped with it. And this went on for months. And then probably, I think, 2 months maybe before my boyfriend actually got out, I met a guy. And he basically, you know, bullied his way into my life, into my world, you know, made all my other friends, you know, ran all them off and, you know, basically became, he lived with me after a while. We lived together. That's not initially what I wanted, you know, and he doesn't like to hear me say this, but you know, it's the truth. You know, it's my truth. I didn't want a relationship with him to begin with. You know, I just wanted to, you know, really I was wanting to just help out a friend who needed a place to stay. And he took that as we were together. For me, I'm like, no, I'm not, you know, I don't want a monogamous relationship with you. I have a boyfriend that's locked up. You know, that's who I want to be with. I'm helping you out right now. When my boyfriend gets out, you're going to have to leave. He figured something out. But in the midst time, in the meantime, between time, he wasn't going for that. You know, he basically was like, you're my girlfriend, you know, and running anybody off that came in trying to, you know, show me any affection, any type of anything. So, so that's when we, you know, the arguments came about in the fights and stuff like that, because I'm like, I don't want this. I don't want to be in a relationship with you, you know. But over time, you know, I would still be like, listen, I'm still going to have my friends over and I'm still going to do what I want to do. This is my apartment. This is my place. I'm allowing you to live with me, you know, and I'm not going to put you out. But if I want to have company over, if I want to do whatever I want to do, that's what I want to do. And obviously, you know, him having feelings for me, that, you know, me having guys over and doing what I wanted to do was hurting him, was hurting his feelings, you know. It was taking, you know, shots at him. It was hurting him. And, you know, over time, you know, I started to care more and more about him and caring that it was hurting him. And I did not want to continue hurting him that way, you know. So I just kind of allowed the relationship to morph into more of what he wanted it to be. And we had some really good times together. But things started to change. And, you know, the relationship kind of developed in a way to where we would end up being, you know, violent toward one another. So then the toxicity came in, you know. I think I wanted to do things the way I wanted to do them, and you know, he didn't like that so much, and you know, he tried to, I guess, steer me in a way, or trying to control the situation or control me a little bit more than I liked. And I think that's another place where a lot of the problems came in. There were times when, you know, things were really good between us. Sometimes we make beautiful music together, great artwork. He taught me a lot about, you know, computers and technology and electronics. And that's where he kind of, we came out of common ground. You know, that was the place where he actually inspired me to even want to go back to school for cyber security. And again, like I said, I learned a lot from him. He taught me a lot. He's a very intelligent guy. Had wonderful times together. I can't sit there and try to, you know, run him down like he's just the worst person in the world. You know, he has, you know, issues of his own, which we all do. And things just end up taking a turn for the worse. To where I end up going to jail for 2 months. He went to jail for 2 weeks prior. I think a month prior to me going to jail for 2 months. And I lost everything behind this. I lost my apartment. I lost everything I had. I get back to my apartment after when I got out of jail. And all of my electronics were gone. All of my, you know, studio equipment, all of my microphones, my lighting, all that stuff was gone, stolen out of my apartment. And still, I don't know who took those things. I don't know. They wouldn't even allow me to make a police report about it. It was really, really crazy. I still have yet to get a lot of answers about that, but nonetheless, you know, I lost everything. After which, then I got, you know, by me being locked up for 2 months, I ended up getting evicted. And so became homeless. All of my belongings I had to leave behind because court orders for us to be separated. And we tried to separate, and it was just like we kept somehow linking back up, and it was just we couldn't do it, you know. And it became so difficult for me to just separate myself from him and break things off, to where it even became scary. So there's the next episode that we're talking about how him and I both end up getting charges against one another, and you know how we both ended up in jail. So to continue with the story about when we first had our both our run-ins with the law, the first real fight wasn't much of a fight. It was just like, I don't know, it just happened so fast. I know I was sitting on the edge of the couch, and out of nowhere I felt like I'd been hit from the left side, and I fell back on the couch, and he was like kind of on top of me. I was so like stunned, and I was like hysterical. I didn't know what was going on at first, and I just, you know, doing everything that I can to kind of get him off of me. And I bit him. And I mean, I bit him so hard, and I bit, I think, even through my own lip. I talk about this on my YouTube channel, but it was pretty traumatic for me because I never had been hit like that before. It was like, felt like I had been in a car accident, you know, afterwards. Like, my neck was stiff, and, you know, I couldn't really turn, but you know, the thing about it is, you know, in situations like that, we always look at one side of the story. You know, in the previous segment, I talk about how I would still be, you know, even though for me, in my head, we weren't together. For him, in his head, we were together, in his mind. For me, in my mind, I wasn't with him. You know, I wasn't in no monogamous relationship with him. But every time that I would sleep with someone else or pay any other man any other attention, you know, you have to remember, he was in the same apartment half the time. When I be, you know, having other guys around, sleeping with other men, you know, he may even hear, you know, sex noises, sex sounds, which is very, very hurtful. You know, I'm just going to be real about the situation, be, you know, try to give both sides, because he's not really here to on this podcast to be able to say his side. So I'll try to do as best as I can to be, to give you guys the story from almost an outside perspective, you know. But again, like for me, this was it, for me, my rationality was, this is my place, you know. I'm allowing you to come in and have a place to live, you know, eat whatever you want. You don't have to pay for anything. Just I'm giving you, you know, some basic needs that, you know, the fundamental needs that people need, you know, a place to live, place to shower, whatever. And, you know, the feelings for him, he had feelings for me, though. Initially, I didn't want that, again, like I said, but but I'm saying all that to say that I know that it was hurting him. And really, in the brain can't tell the difference between a physical hit, the pain from a physical hit, or the pain from emotional trauma, you know, because that's hurtful. I know it's hurtful. I've been through it. You know, I've been in a relationship where my boyfriend was on some polyamorous shit, and he wanted to sleep with someone else, and I had to sit in the next room. And, you know, I've been through that before, so I know how painful it is, you know. And it wasn't so much that I was trying to inflict that pain on him. It was just that for me, I wasn't ready. And I made it clear, verbally at least, that I did not want no relationship like that. I didn't want to be in a monogamous relationship with him. I was just, you know, extending my hand as to be helpful to a person that was in need, you know. And I still cared about him, but I wasn't on the, you know, relationship tip with him initially. So again, like I said, I know that that was hurting him over time, and it was something that he dealt with, that he put up with, you know what I'm saying. And so I could imagine at a point where it could boil over and could possibly cause him to be physical with me. I'm not saying that it was right. I'm not saying that I condone it or anything like that. But I'm just trying to say that he put up with a lot. You know, he put up with and withstood a lot of pain, you know, from being there. It was his choice to be there. He didn't have to be there. You know, when I had company over or had my friends or whatever over, he didn't have to stay, but he chose to. So, you know, again, I would tell him, like, your feelings, I mean, it's not that I don't care about your feelings. It's just that I'm not willing to compromise my way of living for anyone else. I'm not trying to hurt your feelings. That's not my intentions. I'm just being true to myself and living how I want to live. And if that's hurting you, then, you know, you probably need to make other arrangements, or, you know, either you just put up or shut up, you know. And I know that's easier said than done, but that was my logic. That was my rationality, you know. And again, he stood there, he stayed along with me, And he pushed through to try to, you know, make things work with me. And after a period of time, I got tired of seeing his feelings hurt. I got tired of arguing with him because, you know, time would come past and he would barge in the room while I'm in there with the guy and, you know, just kind of tell him, make him leave and run him off and all this stuff. And, you know, things started to get like out of hand, you know, and out of line. So I got tired of arguing with him, got tired of fighting about it. So I kind of pretty much complied. And that was the first time that I experienced him being physical with me. And it really scared me. I was hysterical. I, you know, begged and pleaded, like, to don't, please don't hit me again. And, you know, and I'm a pretty strong person. I'm, like, really strong. So for me to see myself in that light really hurt me, you know, because it, like, had me so hysterical. I'm begging and pleading and crying and, you know, please don't hit me again. It just, I was terrified, you know. And, you know, he then was like, and then, I mean, I had a gun in the apartment too. So that was like another thing. You know, he was already convicted felon, and he was scared that day. I ran out of the apartment, called the police. You know, he got arrested that day. He was locked up for 2 weeks. I tried bailing him out because, you know, I felt like I was all he had. You know, I didn't want him to go to jail. Really, I just really wanted them to remove him from my apartment that day. But he ended up going to jail. The state picked up the charges because I didn't press charges against him, even though, he hit me. He hit me pretty hard. I've never been hit like that before in my life, and I've had my share of fights. But anyways, that was the first incident. Well, that involved the police, and that got that physical and got that crazy. So I guess the next segment will be talking about then when I end up going to jail. So this is the continuing of the story where I end up going to jail. I can start with the evening or the morning of the day I got arrested. Him and I got into a fight, and it had gotten pretty bad this time. We were both pretty beaten up, you know. My eye was, you know, all the blood vessels in my eye were broke from, you know, being punched, and could barely open my mouth from being, you know, my jaw was, I don't know, it wasn't broken or anything like that, but it was just, I don't know, it was in pain. I know he had scratches all over him, and but I think it was probably the worst I would want it to have gotten. And then it gets to a point where a weapon is drawn. I drew a weapon and wounded him, you know, to keep him from hitting me again after you know, being threatened. I regret allowing things to go as far as they did. I don't know how I could have done anything to, or what I could have done to change things, or de-escalate the situation. But I really am hurt about my actions. I wish I had not done those things. Even though at the time I felt that it was warranted, it still hurts me to know that I hurt someone that I love in that way. And I have to deal with that every day. You know, others are like, you know, you shouldn't feel bad because, you know, he tried to hurt you or he hurt you or whatever. But, you know, taking myself out of this situation, or like going back out of the situation, it's like, it's still hurtful because I never wanted to hurt him like that. I never, in any way, you know, I never wanted to hurt his feelings, never wanted to disappoint him, never ever wanted to do any of those things, because it hurts me so deeply to see his face when he's not happy. You know, it just tears me apart knowing that things that I've done have hurt him physically or emotionally or mentally. You know, even though I've suffered, you know, my physical and my emotional wounds inflicted by him, I still am hurt by have hurt him. You know, probably even worse than any type of pain he's inflicted on me. And I always wish and hope and pray that he would forgive me. But I just believe there's still resentments. I believe he still has resentments towards me. And I think that that's the reason we probably couldn't move forward. Because, you know, it's just, it would have just been a matter of time until, you know, one day he just, those resentments would turn into a crime of passion or, a fight or something like that. And even now, I would still wish the best for him. I love him deeply. It pains me so much that we can't be together. But I just know that it wouldn't work. It wouldn't work, us being together. It's too much. We've done too much to hurt one another. And as I make my way through this situation, I just pray that he can make his way through it as well. I love him so much, and I love him deeply, and I care about him so very much. But I just think that we might be better separate, at least for now. I mean, even just for the sake of both of our freedom, I'll just pray to God that he forgives me. I forgive him. I still really, really love him. I miss him so very much. I miss the good times. you know. There's more to this story. There's, you know, little small details that I haven't shared yet. But, you know, things like us just walking to the store together and holding hands and, you know, sitting back watching Willow together and eating food and watching movies and making music. It's like, you know, those times you just wish you could replay and relive forever. But then it's, you know, you try and it's not the same. You know, the anger is fueled by past situations, and I don't know. Only thing I can really do is just, you know, pray to God and give me direction and give me answers. But at this time, only I would love for him to know that he'll always have a special place in my heart. He will always be a person that will be in my heart and in my mind. I probably still end up getting tattoos that I talked about getting, and because it's the, whether we're together or not, like, I always would look at him as my husband, you know. I don't know. I would love to possibly get his side or how he feels, what he would like to say on a podcast. We were supposed to do that, but we never got to it. But I'm going to end this segment for now. And I'll get back to it.